Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And some of you may be wondering, what's the deal with Yeezy Gap? When are we going to get more information? And Tuesday is looking like that day, so you don't have to wait long. That is Tuesday, May 11th. Is what we're looking at. That's when the next Gap earnings call is. And to put into perspective why that is important, you can see that this is the Gap Q4 2020 earnings call transcript that was March 4th, 2021, which was the last time we got information. So the Motley Fool just does transcripts of these, which is nice. And if you look up Kanye, they don't show anything. But if you look up Yeezy, four results. So first off, you have, I don't know who this person is that's talking, but they say right here, the Yeezy partnership is on track for launch in the latter part of the first half of 2021, and we continue to be excited by the creativity that partnership will bring to the brand. So the latter part of the first half of 2021, which is essentially like May, June, right? Which, given Kanye's timelines, July, August, but that's what the one person said. And then somebody else said, one question Marcus gets asked, and I as well, is about our Yeezy Gap partnership. We are on track, again, we are on track to launch in the first half of this year, and I'm impressed with how the team is unleashing their creativity and innovation in both the development of the product and the experience for the customer. We cannot wait to share it with you. Additionally, we're excited about the licensing work underway. Nobody cares about the licensing work. It's Yeezy. And then this other person here said, so really pleased to see the overall discounting reduced, and then the partnerships. Partnerships are important of the future of the brand. We have a big launch coming up with Yeezy Gap. Yes, you do. And I spoke to Yeezy last night. This was the thing that a lot of people were talking about in the aftermath of this call. I think I mentioned it in a video as well. He's very, very focused on this incredible opportunity. We're both very excited about it. And he and Mark and the entire Gap team are heads down and believe this to be a very big potential for us, and look forward to sharing more information with you as we launch in the first half. So it's like three different people that talked about launching in the first half. And the first half is winding down as we're in the fifth month of the year, which leaves June. So we have this earnings call coming up on Tuesday. And then just last month, we had Kanye West, my Yeezy Gap logo is official, which it makes it sound like he announced this, which he did not. He has not said anything to anyone, it seems like. But what's happening is that Kanye's company filed legal docs locking up the rights to the new logo design for his Yeezy Gap fashion line. And as you can see, the branding is pretty much the same logo Ye first tweeted out last summer, which is this right here, which it's essentially like the exact same, right? I don't think there's any changes to it. And you can see TMZ notes, which probably anybody could note, but it's just the Gap logo, but Yeezy. The reason why this is significant is just the fact that at this point, up through the partnership, despite the announcement, despite having the logo made, despite us seeing clothes that Kanye has been working on, this paperwork for the branding still hadn't been completed. So you expect before launch that Kanye would have to cross his T's and dot his I's in terms of legal paperwork. And having this officially filed is just a step in that direction that something is happening. It still could be months away, it still could be a year away, but at least this part has happened, which brings us one step closer to something happening. So the docs obtained by TMZ also shed some light on what we might expect to see from Yeezy Gap. All types of clothing, of course, but also footwear, which is fascinating as well, given where he's at with Adidas. Like, what footwear could he be releasing through Gap that Adidas isn't getting a cut of or is allowing? So that's kind of curious. Headwear, hats, maybe? Little, like, 70s style or 80s style headbands to wear when you're playing tennis or running through the park. Accessories and bags. Filing these docs to protect the official logo makes a lot of sense. Yeezy Gap is reportedly planning to introduce merch in the first half of this year, and Gap has huge expectations for the spinoff brand, $1 billion in sales. And that kind of brings us, when I was looking at this article, they mentioned how Gap's stock price was $12.28, and it was surging over 18% on the heels of Kanye's new deal. So I just kind of went back and I looked at the five-year data, and you can see here that Gap was kind of valued in the 20 range, goes up to 34, and then just craters. Like, it started April of 2019 and just drops. Nothing's working, and then goes all the way down to $7. And then that was March of 20. And then Kanye makes his announcements right here, right in June. And boom, like, it hits and starts rising. And here we are a year later, and it's all the way up to $35, which is just insane for anybody that's invested, the return that you're getting on that. And you look at the max. So Gap has been a stock that's been traded since 1985, which just blew my mind. I had no idea about that. And back in the olden days of the 80s, you can see that it was just valued at like less than a dollar, and it starts rising and climbing. And the late 90s, you know, after the internet boom, all these department stores, Gap takes off and it shoots up from $9 all the way up to the $40 range, has those few months in the $40 range, and then starts to drop, peaks again, drops all the way back to 13, and then kind of settles comfortably into this like $18 to $20 range for a long time. And we're talking like years at this point, right? Like December of 02 all the way up to 2011. And then the stock starts going up for reasons that I didn't care to look into, but just, yeah, the stock's going up. It's doing great. Gap is on to the next wave of things, and then all that momentum goes. So it hitting 35 is just the second time or third time in the 40-year history of Gap being on the stock market that it has reached to this height. And recovering after just a year when it was that low is also pretty impressive. So this has been the power of Yeezy and Gap and the expectations for this partnership to really change things. It seems that even investors are thinking this is going to be a huge deal, and we'll see what actually happens when the clothes release. If it's anything like what goes on to Yeezy or Adidas, and we can't get our hands on it, then that's going to be awesome for Kanye and Gap, frustrating for all of us, but hopefully there's just not no interest, right? A failure on this would be a pretty big setback, but I just don't see that happening. It seems like they're really paying a lot of attention to it, and Kanye has had kind of a Midas touch when it comes to fashion over these years, really shaping a lot of what we're seeing put out by fashion, like top tier fashion brands, and then fast fashion brands. And it's like the Yeezy aesthetic has become pretty rampant in the industry. So I think that this is the game changer that a lot of us have been hoping for when it comes to affordable Yeezy clothing that's available to everybody. So we'll see then what this stock is like at the end of the year and after this earnings call on Tuesday. So that's the thing to keep an eye on. Of course, we'll have a video talking bit more about it and what details emerge from this call. Hopefully there's some kind of update. I know there were people on What's Up Ever on Twitter that were starting to get hyped over the fact that we might get a launch like soon and that the album could come with it, and all these expectations that it's going to happen like immediately because of that first call. I'm still like, I hope that that's the case, right? Like, I want to be as excited as everybody, but being a Kanye fan for over a decade now and seeing just all the delays, the time that he takes for things, the momentum shifts from seeming like imminent release to delay. I'm just a little more cautious at this point that it's always going to take a little longer, but I am getting optimistic and hopeful that we're going to get something big on Tuesday. Fingers crossed. But that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy, so then they show it to others, which goes a long way for us. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we do line-by-line narrative and thematic explanations of Kanye songs and albums. We're currently going through Graduation for the second time, so the Stronger 2.0 episode recently dropped, and will change how you listen to that song forever. Guaranteed. It's a guarantee of any episode of our show, but we also have our movie analysis website, where the same kind of thing that we do with Kanye songs, we do with movies, explaining movie endings, movie themes, some of our top pieces are Nocturnal Animals, Fight Club, Your Name, Prisoners, Black Swan, The Lobster. So if you've ever seen any of these like kind of trippy movies and you want to know more about them, I'm your guy. And then we also have Dissect. We wrote the current season of Dissect on Yeezus. So this is a little like right at the halfway point of being through. A Hold My Liquor episode just came out and is a fantastic episode. I'm personally most excited for I'm In It because I think that's the most underrated song on Yeezus. So that next episode coming out Tuesday, I think is going to turn a lot of heads and hopefully change a lot of opinions when it comes to I'm In It and just how amazing and dynamic of a song it is. So if you want to check out our work with Dissect, please give it a listen. Dissect is one of the best podcasts around right now, so you're going to have a very enjoyable experience. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.